Now, if you're a supporter of your county GAA team, Gaelic Hurling Camogie, do you ever wonder how much each player spends every year when they put on the colours of their county to go out and compete? Well, a report out today puts the average spend at over €4,600 a year. The study was commissioned by the Gaelic Players Association, which represents more than 4,000 past and present inter-county players. The report also says that increases in travel and food allowances since 2018 have not kept pace with inflation. The economic consultants Indicon carried out the study for the GPA, and one of its lead authors is Hugh Hennessy, who joins us now. Hugh, you're very welcome to the programme. You were examining the facts and the figures from the GAA calendar back in 2023. What were the numbers on matches played and money spent?
Good morning, Audrey. Thank you very much for this. So just as a bit of background, we looked at the attendance figures from over 600 inter-county fixtures that occurred during the 2023 season. So it looked at all the fixtures across the National League, the inter-county matches, the various fixtures. So this led to, we estimated this was led to attendance of over 2.5 million people. So this really showed the vast impact across the country. So this gen, when we compiled all these figures together, we estimated that the impact of the spending by attendees on food, tickets, accommodation led to an overall economy wide impact of nearly €600 million, which supported over 5,500 jobs. So this is a very significant economic impact that is supported by the study. But I think as your introduction indicated, this comes at a significant cost to the players themselves. The players have significant direct costs in terms of the annual cost of participating in the fixtures, and that's around the travel.
You were telling us you studied over 600 inter-county matches during the 2023 season. Over 2.5 million people went to those matches, generating nearly €600 million for the Irish economy. The average cost to each player was around €4,600 a year. How much expenses do they currently get? Of that €4,600, how much do they get back?
So they get back a significant amount of that back, or they get some of that back, Audrey. But the issue is that it hasn't increased in the last 5 years. So the impact of inflation has really kicked in. So players get back around that €4,500 is actually a net figure. That's mm-hmm. after the expenses they get back. So the amount they actually pay is significantly higher. They get is around €7,500. But that's a net impact, that's €4,600. So that accounts for the expenses they get back, which themselves have been more or less flat since 2018, despite a significant increase in inflation around, especially around fuel and cost of living.
And you were able to work out as well the cumulative impact of playing sport at this level on their lifetime earnings. What is that?
That's a very interesting part of the research, Audrey, because significant amount of research done by Indicon and other academics have shown that education attainment is a significant predictor of future earnings. So as part of our survey of nearly 3,000 players, we were able to ascertain the impact of participation on their ability to earn a degree or a master's degree or a PhD, and what the impact of their GA participation showed. So the research was able to show that a certain number of players were not able to achieve their full educational attainment. And that leads to the research has shown internationally and nationally in Ireland that this leads to a significant decline in potential future earnings and over their lifetime. So it's not just over their current younger time when they're playing inter-county, but it's a future lifetime earnings impact that they're just slightly behind the earnings curve from an early point.
And you put that figure at over €31 million, which is a significant. So what is the recommendation then from this report, Hugh?
So I suppose this report really is to establish an evidence base, Audrey, to show what the impacts of participation in senior inter-county fixtures are to individual players. The evidence shows a significant positive economic impact, but this comes at a significant cost to players. Both in terms of their current participation costs, but also potential future earnings. So that's the main conclusions and of the research.
Okay, and no doubt we will hear from the Gaelic Players Association later today with their response to this report. Thank you very much indeed for bearing with us and coming back to us to talk to us about your report. Hugh Hennessy there, one of the lead authors with the economic consultants Indicon.